Yishkach Eric, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Good morning, all. We continue now with the halachos of Tachanun. So Tachanun is a sort of an interesting tefillah because of how it fits into our regular liturgy. There's an idea that we're told, Va'esnapel lifnei Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people that I prostrated myself before Hashem, that I totally bowed down before him. And therefore, as a result, we say Tachanun to sort of mimic how Moshe Rabbeinu used to daven before Hashem. And back in the day, it used to be that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, whenever we said Tachanun, we would totally lay down on the floor. And that's right, what we do now, usually on the high holidays a few times. That's what Tachanun used to be every single day. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we said it's not appropriate that we should continue serving Hashem in the same way, because we have to demonstrate that there is a difference with how we will now serve Him moving forward. So we no longer just totally prostrate ourselves. But what we do is, as we know, we just bow our head down over our arm. There is an idea that in between Shemona Esrei and Tachanun, technically one probably could speak if they needed to, but any sort of idle chatter is usually a big no-no, because of the fact that you're in between two significant parts of the tefillah, and therefore we ideally do not talk during that time. There's an interesting question also as it pertains to sitting during Tachanun. The classic custom is to sit during Tachanun and bow our head down on our arm. The reason why, again, is because of this idea that we used to be totally on the floor, but now we just bend over a little bit. And so typically, we understand that we're supposed to be sitting down. However, there is a question, and I always have this tension whenever I'm leading the davening, and that is when you get to Tachanun and you're the chazan, and you have a choice. You could sit down, or you could stand up, or you could, like, theoretically bend over and lean onto the actual podium. So I always personally have this tension, because it always just seems much easier to stay and lean on the podium, and it sort of seems to lessen the time that it might take away from the rest of the tzibur. So as a result, I usually always have been to stand up and just lean on the podium, but I'm never really sure. It probably is more appropriate to go sit down, but that's always the calculation that I'm making in my head. There is another halacha as it pertains to Tachanun, as to when we do say it, we only bow our heads down, we only put our heads on our arms when there is a Sefer Torah present. However, if there is no Torah present, so let's say you're camping, you're davening mincha in the woods or whatever it might be, and there's no Torah present, so you would not put your head down, you would only keep it up. However, that while that was the classical halacha for many years, there are many poskim who say that at the end of the day, since there's a concern that you might become trained to not put your head down when you need to, so maybe you should even put your head down in those circumstances. And case in point was during COVID. And so the question was, what do you do during COVID when most of us were davening at home and you don't have a Sefer Torah in your house? So I believe many of the poskim said that you still said Tachanun like regular. You sat down and you bowed your head forward because of the idea that if, God forbid, we were saying it for a month or two without being in shul, then we might have forgotten the whole idea of bowing our heads during Tachanun. So typically, I think the practice usually is to continue to put your head down even if you are not in front of a Sefer Torah. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.